No, I'm laughing. Okay, welcome everyone. I will officially call to order the Town of Heath Select Board meeting. Today is Tuesday, February 11th, 2025. A little later start at 6 o'clock, actually 6:02. Today we have one appointment at 7 o'clock, and that's with Hilltown Youth Performing Arts. And, oh yeah, the meeting is being audio recorded. And other than that, we're going to shoot through some business tonight. We're going to do an update on the salt shed, community hall windows, RFP for rental. We're going to talk about some employee performances that we're going to get back on track with, select board annual report, town dedication, and a discussion about the possibility of a transition of the town coordinator at some point in time down the road. As she rolls her eyes. Okay. And then we have a couple of other scheduling items we have to clean up at the end of the meeting, go through some mail, and that's what we got. Anything else, Hilma?
I don't think so, just the future scheduling.
Yeah. Will? Elisa?
No, thank you.
All righty. Then the first thing we have is some minutes to review. And you had a new set that came out, I don't know when, over the weekend maybe, or an updated, I don't know when you sent those updated ones out.
Last evening.
Yeah.
Well, last evening, okay. So hopefully everybody saw those. So we're gonna look at the Town of Heath Select Board meeting minutes for Tuesday, February 4th, 2025. Will?
I did not find it.
Wow, Elisa?
I did not find any.
Holy moly.
Robert?
The changes that were made were still in mine anyway, so I had already cleaned it up a little. So that's great. So can I have a motion to approve the Town of Heath Select Board meeting minutes for Tuesday, February 4th, 2025, as presented?
So moved.
Second.
Any further discussion? All in favor?
Elisa, aye.
Will, aye.
Rob, and aye. Oh, looky there.
Woo-hoo.
Check.
Yep.
Good
Thanks.
Job. Nice job.
Hilma, very much. Robin, thank you.
Yeah. Oh, public comments. Anybody have anything that they'd like to say? Bill? She pointed at you. I didn't know if that meant you were Sorry, moving past. Sorry, moving past.
Think of wow.
Something, Bill. Will.
That, no? Ned? No, he's probably here listening. Okay. All right then. Thank you. Wow. Okay. Other business. Salt shed update. Project update. We had the bid opening yesterday.
Yay.
And there were two bids that came in.
Two bids.
Why are you looking confused, Elisa?
I had a question. I was reading that somewhere about we have bids are due on a certain date and then bids are open. Yeah, I don't know what that means. Then you read them?
Publicly read them, yes.
Oh, okay. And I just wanted to clarify because I didn't know what that meant.
Yeah, they come to whomever is listed that they'll go to on whatever date and time. You have to have your bid by that date and time, and then you do a public reading for...
Okay, so the open is the public reading. Yeah.
Thank yes. you. Okay.
They come sealed. Sometimes people will send them ahead of time. Sometimes they'll bring them, and they get the list. Did they show up or did they just send them?
No, they didn't show up. It was Tyson, Will, and myself.
And... So Iron Horse and Eagle?
And Eagle Associates,
and
yes.
Hilma and Hilma has the numbers?
Yes. So Eagle Associates put in a bid price of $175,750. And Iron Horse put in a bid price of $147,000. I have also checked all the documents that were part of the required bid package, and Iron Horse submitted everything that was required.
Bloody nice.
So,
does that mean that Eagle did not submit everything that was required? I was just wondering the way that you phrased it.
Oh, right. There was a document missing that. If they'd been low bidder, I don't know what we would have done, but
okay.
So anyway, one of the required submissions were 3 references of work they had done. So that'll be the next step of contacting the references.
Okay.
Just to make sure.
And I got confused in my head, went a different direction. This is a bid for what work?
This is for the salt shed, the building, the structure.
I know what part of it, the actual hoop house?
Yeah.
Yes.
Thank you. Okay.
Yes. The actual real thing, real salt shed.
I have a question about being mostly fabric, but there is a steel structure. And
yes.
It comes from Canada. That price is locked in even if there's a tariff increase or whatever?
The prices, according to the bid documents that they signed, the quote is good for 45 days from when it's opened, plus another, actually longer than that, because it's like, technically, the select board has 45 days whether to accept it or not, and then there's another 14 days past that to sign a contract.
That's a great question, though.
I do think probably the sooner it's executed.
Yeah, I mean, I think that on the very next meeting, we should have the vote written down to take the vote on accepting a low bid.
Mm-hmm.
You've got their their references,
mm-hmm.
so you can do a little checkup.
And
I mean, we did work, one of them they've already visited, the highway department visited.
Did you go visit when they went over to Montague?
Yes, I have pictures actually of the structure still on my phone, I think.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Because that was one of the references they gave. So
pretty impressive, I would say.
So, I mean, my recommendation is that we just put it back on for next week and do an immediate vote to accept so that we can start the process moving forward, because they have to start the design and then so we can keep the project moving forward. And I will say that I look back at the numbers we were floating around, and I always like to see how good I am at estimating.
How
almost like I might have done it in my life. But so in 2022, we said that this number would come in between 150 and 200,000. And then when we tightened it up smaller, we went 4260. This one's actually 5270, I think. So we had guesstimated 135.
Nice job.
And that was
so far
3 years ago.
In 2024 we did 135.
Oh, I see.
Because
sorry.
Last year we had gone in the beginning, at this time of last year, actually, ironically, in February.
We didn't nail it.
So.
This has been doing this a little while.
I guess she knows what
she's
talking about. 2 years. Do you know anything about Iron Horse with your contacts?
Well, I do. Because they've done a lot of other structures around.
And
we had started, when Jeff and I started looking at this back, we had 3 different companies, and Iron Horse was one of them. And we went through and we looked at all of what they had. We contacted people back then. We made sure that all 3 companies were legit. And so obviously 2 of the 2, there was another one that obviously didn't want to do it. But because you reached out to everyone off that list.
Correct.
When we were going out to bid. So.
Correct.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't have a problem.
Okay.
And I actually believe they've worked or were in communication with Walter as well in Kirsten.
Mm-hmm.
I know that they've had communication with a handful of companies, but I think that they talked with Iron Horse as well.
Sweet.
It's probably fallen off your radar, but for next week, Helma, will you do that update of the project list? The to-do.
Calendar, whatever.
Yeah. And then for next week's meeting with the Finance Committee and Tyson.
Yes.
We should be discussing the site work piece of it, to make sure that Tyson is feeling confident of saying that the highway department either wants to or doesn't want to move forward with doing the site work, and I think it's a yes. I mean, they'll have to have some assistance from hourly rate people that they work with for trucking some stuff in and stuff like that, but if overall they're gonna do it themselves, that's fine, and I think he's working on getting pricing for demolition of the structure. Helma, one other thing I was gonna mention, if you have time in the next week or 2 weeks, whatever, well, actually, if you could do it for next week, it would be great. Can you pull together, create a report of the expenses that we've put towards the project? You know, even though they've come from different sources, just so we have a running tally of what the project looks like as a whole. Because we're going to have to discuss with finance, or they're going to have to start thinking about where are we getting the extra money for this project, because we're already over what we have. Because we set aside, the voters agreed to 100,000. Mm-hmm. I think we've used 16,000 of that, so say we're to 80, and this in its own is 150,000, so we're already upside down. And then the conversation is, where does the rest come from, and how much more do we need on top of that? Right? So are we gonna have to go to Chapter 90, or we're gonna go back and we know we don't have free cash? Are we gonna go and ask the voters for more money? What are we gonna do? So that's definitely a convo with the finance committee. Make sense?
Yes.
Yeah. So I'll shoot Tyson a note too, just to give him another update as to what we're gonna be looking to discuss. Try to make a decision, and then we'll go from there. Thoughts, Ned, since you're here?
Just checking Chapter 90 could be used?
It can be used for salt shed project, yes. I had checked that a couple years back on the list, and yes, salt shed is listed. And we also double checked that with David Stokes. So yes, we can use that. And Tyson is actively wanting to know if we're going to be using any of that, because he's in the process of working on his road projects. So he needs to know how much money is available. And I'll remind him that if he hasn't done it already, to get an update on the Chapter 90 fund, so we have that for next week.
I was gonna say, we have to know that before we make this decision.
Yeah, and it won't, I mean, the decision won't happen next week, but we gotta start the conversation. My expectation is Finance Committee would meet and throw that around amongst themselves a little bit at another meeting, and then we'd all come back to it. I know Tyson's working on numbers for his road projects, so he knows, like, I mean, he could have three times as much Chapter 90 and not have enough, but gotta start somewhere, right? And and other capital purchases. So going back to the voters for some more money might be a challenge, depending on what he's coming forth with capital purchases, which I can pretty much say there's one truck coming, mm-hmm. you know, so that's a chunk of money that he's gonna be looking for. I take the smaller truck, well, it's been taking a lot of money for repairs over these snowstorms, so pretty much every snowstorm something happens to that truck. So.
Poor little truck.
So that's what I have on the salt shed. I don't know anything, Will, anything else? Elisa?
No, I'm good.
Helma, what did I miss?
Good?
Oh, you didn't miss anything.
Oh, I do. I do miss things.
I think that's pretty much where things stand at the moment.
There isn't a meeting I don't go home and say, damn it.
Yeah.
I forgot one thing that I wanted to say, but it'll always wait. Good. Well, thank you for going to the bid opening, Will.
Sure.
That's great. Helma, thank you for doing that RFP. It worked out. We're another big step forward. That's huge. That's good. Very good.
It's like happening.
I know. Mm-hmm. Which rolls right into another happening project, the community hall windows. Mm-hmm. So we already voted on that. Mm-hmm. And did you get the chance to talk to Don?
I have not yet.
Okay. So you're going to reach out to him?
Oh,
yes.
About that we accepted his bid?
Yeah.
Correct.
That hasn't been communicated.
Okay. So you're going to, and the timing is really important.
Yes.
And we don't have that date either.
Double checking that.
About, I'm sorry, I didn't mean it like that way. I didn't mean it that way, my friend. I did not mean it that way. It's we just need to have that.
Yes, I know. I know.
One of the other things that I can say that I started working on is the storm windows.
Yes.
So we do have movement.
Yep.
So Tim actually had a quote from like 12 years ago for storm windows for that building, which he shared with me. And that length of time ago, they were roughly $400 a piece, not installed or anything, just the full, you know, just the storm. So 12 years ago, storms like that, triple track storms for that building, were pretty accessible. Not so much now. It's not something that is easily achieved or received, because most people, instead of repairing a window and then putting a new storm, they put in new windows.
Right.
So that's a much more productive approach. But so I have two different sources that are seeking pricing for the window sizes that we have, because they're big too, so that's another piece of it. So I have two sources, hopefully I'll have those numbers soon, and Tim is reaching back out to the company that he had a price from back 12 years ago for an update, to see if he can get an updated quote.
Yes, and they will give him an update.
Oh, they did say that
and
today?
Perfect. Yes, and Tim and I talked, I don't know what you folks think, that original quote was, like, you could put either the top or the bottom up or down. And they're a little less expensive if the top is fixed.
Stationary, right.
Stationary.
Yeah, yeah.
And I said to him, I don't see any reason why anybody is going to want to, or
no, that's
be
part
able
of the reason.
To
right.
open the top.
Right.
It's like,
no, I think that just opening the bottom is fine.
Mm-hmm.
And they're still going to be more than what they were.
Oh. Sure.
Then.
My gosh.
But so what? Well, we should have numbers, you know, and not that we necessarily need to purchase from wherever we get the number from, but at least we have the number to make certain that we're achieving the goal of the grant within the monies that we have.
Right. And
that was our target.
Right. And there are two pieces that key into that is that we still have that arrangement with Unipay as far as accepting credit card donations, and we are paying a monthly fee to have that up. It's $12, but you know, it's something that we have continued to pay in the event that the bids were coming in higher than we expected.
Mm-hmm.
So if we know that, as soon as we know we've got the monies, we can stop that function. And
well,
then we have a committee that we can then say, okay, thank you, really
right.
good.
I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if the storms come in somewhere around 7,000. That's gonna be my guess.
I think we're totally fine.
So if we have that, and then we have the slush for the extra repairs on the windows, should there be them when they come out, I think we're probably in the ballpark of what we have.
Yeah, so we can wrap up those two other pieces.
Yeah, and like the way I look at it is, worst case on the storms, you know, we can hold on those for a little while and see how the window process plays out. And if we have to raise a little bit more money, we have to raise a little bit more money. Yeah.
And actually, another option.
We do have some money. They have some money in the community hall account, too.
Yes, there is. The two, well, I want to ask Tim to look at them more closely, but when we were over there with Dawn looking at stuff, the two windows that are furthest west
are not going to be operable anymore.
They're not going to be, right, and they already have storms in them that looked the best of any of them.
Right.
They looked in good condition.
Right.
West is back of the stage.
Right, and so you're talking about on both sides, on the north and south side of the building?
Yes. The last.
And why are they not going to be able to be open even after restoration?
They don't open now.
Because they don't open now, because there's the stairway.
Stairs.
And there's
curtain thing.
The venting
vents.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that comes up from
goes
below. Yeah.
Across.
So we're only restoring 8 windows.
No.
No, he's still restoring them, but they're going to be stationary.
He's restoring them in place.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
we'll
put
a storm.
They're non-functional. We can't
right.
get
we'll
to them to open them. It's
right.
not safe.
Correct.
Right. So we'll have
okay,
a storm.
So the
storm. And even if those two storms needed a little bit of tweaking, we could get them working on.
Yes.
you know, I mean, consider replacing.
Yeah. All right.
So I think we're good. I think we could shut that down.
We'll shut both of them down?
The
committee and the $12 thing?
Yeah. That's what they were waiting for, the money part, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm fine with that. Well?
Works for me.
So we have to vote on that.
Yeah. I don't see why not. Because that's really what the purpose of people staying
active
was,
right,
to raise
fundraise.
And so we could give an update and say thank you for a job well done. Very well done.
Okay, so would you like me to go ahead and contact UniPay and tell them that we're ready to discontinue?
I think so.
Will's comfortable with that?
Yes.
Tell
me
you're comfortable with that?
Yes.
Okay.
I don't think I will do that.
Yeah.
That's just money being sent out.
I will draft thank you letters. Thank you, folks. Consign next week.
Yeah, so next week we could vote it on the agenda, vote it, sign the letter, and yeah, that's great.
Okay.
Yay! Wow. We're moving forward. All right. Rental space RFP appraisal update. So this is, obviously we're going to be talking later with Hilltown Youth, but I did ask, I sent out an email to you guys, which was communication between myself and Mark Rich. I wanted to touch base with council on everyone's behalf to just take all of the emails or the sustenance from all of the emails that Mark has sent over the years and kind of bring it into one apron and, you know, just and say, look, are we doing this the right way? Make sure you answer all the questions. So I sent that out and then he responded and I sent it to you guys for you to look at so you'd feel confident and comfortable with the steps that we're taking and to answer any questions you have. So I hope that that helped bring everything into one place and that you had a chance to look at it. You did? How about you?
I did.
And
I think it all looked...
It's pretty much what we've been talking about.
Robin, when did you send it? I'm getting all those type of emails.
Monday?
It was...
Yesterday,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah,
okay.
It was in her Monday morning. She sent several.
I think
well,
I fired out a bunch of them.
At least
yeah.
to me, she
yeah.
sent several.
After my weekend of thinking. I asked him on Friday. I reached out to him on
yes.
Thursday. He responded to me Friday, and I sent it to everybody on Monday.
Yep, I got it. Thank you.
So it was confirming. So one thing that I was uncertain about that he has confirmed that is up for discussion today, but in the RFP process. So first, I asked him just to confirm the whole RFP and how we achieve a value for the space, all of that, so you've got the answers about that.
Right.
The big thing I was uncertain about is if we go through the RFP process, does it give us the opportunity to lease for more than 1 year? And you have that answer, so it does.
Yep.
Right? That's what going through the whole RFP process gives you, the opportunity to have an extended lease as much as we want or not want. That's our option. So he's got that information. And then just a little bit about something he had said to me once before regarding if there's limitations as to who we can lease to based on any type of rules or regulation, because he had mentioned something about town monies not being able to be used for religious purposes. You know, we can't mix the two.
Right.
And so I just wanted to make sure that didn't, not that we have religion on our list or what we're doing. We haven't talked about that, but so the answer is there about that. It's just really make sure that we're not using public funds for the promotion of religious purposes. Yeah.
What I appreciate for
anything, really.
Anything.
Correct. Right. Correct.
For any kind of nonprofit or private entity.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
And then just to confirm that I was looking in the right location for the requirements for the RFP itself and the posting, and I was, and he mentioned that on there, so.
What I appreciated about his response is that he then listed the law that correlates to the feedback he was giving. I was mm-hmm. impressed with this response.
Yes.
So I think you were quoting, saying, is this right? And he's saying, absolutely, you nailed it, here's this. So that was great, thank you.
So I think that when we get into, so you're gonna still work on pulling together an RFP.
I have started.
Right, and we're gonna have to make a decision as to, basically I think what he's stressing to us is, make certain that what your intention is in the RFP. You have to be very clear
yes.
about, you know, any type of thoughts about who you're interested in leasing to or who you're not, and make sure you have reason behind it. And is it going to be a 1 year, or is it going to be a 2 year, 3 year, or whatever it is? Make sure it's all in there.
Mm-hmm.
So you, I think we all have to think about that while we're waiting for Helma to get our model up, and then we're going to have to change it out.
That was part of, or one of the questions I had. It's like, have you given any thought to, you know, what you would want to designate as a length of a lease, and then option for renewal and length of that. Because the examples I have all that in there, and they're also, the one example that I really like also rates, rates what type of response. So their like optimum thing is like 3 year lease in the one example. And so it's like, you know, the rating, if somebody's offering a 1 year lease, it, that aspect gets rated as
lower points.
Yeah. So yeah, it just,
lower points on what point system? On whose point system?
I think what
on
she's
the
saying,
evaluation
yeah,
of
some, I've seen these before, some have use a, right, a point system for evaluating the leases when they come back. So you can put points to different
yeah.
aspects of a lease proposal, and then you total the points at the end, the evaluating group, you total those and see who has the highest number of points, and use that as a way to, choose which lease you were gonna,
which is the better fit for you,
yeah.
right?
Yeah,
yeah.
And it,
but you have to create the evaluate. You have to
yes.
create that.
I was like, okay, so where's the point system? We're
gonna make it.
We make our own.
Well, well she's got an example.
You make it, but
okay.
I mean, that's just an example of it. You know, if somebody, if you stipulate, you're looking for someone who will sign a 3 year lease, or greater, and it's like somebody puts their bid in and says, this is for a 1 year lease, okay,
that's
that would
lower.
Be unsatisfactory.
I understand.
Right.
Okay.
I got it.
It doesn't necessarily have to be points. Some people do it like as a checklist, right? Like
correct.
No, but sometimes
create a grid.
Assigning the value does help.
Yes.
It's very
well at the
very
bottom
clear.
You're looking at your numbers.
Right, that 20,
right.
that 15 or whatever,
yeah.
you're like, oh well.
Yeah.
And it,
so
it's,
I get it.
It also is like, you know, maybe you don't want to just say there you have 2, 3, 4, whatever. Bidders on the same space.
Uh-huh.
And so you don't, perhaps don't automatically want to take the one that says, oh, I'll pay you the most rent.
Right, because they might be deficient in other aspects
right.
like what we're asking.
So this helps give a more objective evaluation.
Okay.
And look at,
the overall
entities. Yes.
More holistic approach.
Right, because if somebody says, well, I'll pay $500, but it'll only be for 6 months, and somebody else says, I'll pay you $475 for 3 years, mm-hmm. you know.
It also, it's a mechanism that's already, it's in the RFP, so people recognize mm-hmm. when they're responding with their proposal, what they're gonna
yes.
be judged on,
mm-hmm.
these,
yeah.
you know, these criteria, so it helps
okay.
people put their proposal together also.
Yeah.
Well, I think it does work. It's used quite a bit.
Yes,
so
it is.
Yeah.
Sounds logical.
So number of years, I don't know if you guys wanna think about that, or do you have a thought of in your,
I keep wanting to say, well, it depends on who the, what the tenant is, you know, what's coming in. It's like, oh, well, that's not really helpful.
No, I think we have to have a...
But there's also, you know, that the other piece of it, though, is all the getting into the terms in the actual lease
mm-hmm.
that they're going to sign with you, and it's... You stipulate, you know, basically, if you don't jump through all these hoops during the 3 years, then
it's grounds for termination.
It's grounds for termination.
Yeah, there's always outs available. I mean, it's not like
I keep leaning towards a 1 year, so that
I think
you remain flexible.
I think that's a it's good, but it can really out somebody who's looking to create. Like if someone has to, right, if someone has to invest an amount of money to do whatever they're doing. Say somebody wants to have a daycare.
Yeah. They want a commitment.
They're going to want a commitment because one, they got to invest,
yeah.
they got to do whatever, buy whatever they, you know, they got to buy their little, whatever
yeah,
there is.
They might want it 5 years, 10 years.
How many parents are going to sign up and pay knowing that in a year they're going to have to find another place for their child? Mm-hmm. So... So I think we have to think about that.
We can't say 1 to 3. We have to be firm.
Well, I think you have to have a gauge. You know, I mean, I guess you can. I guess
you
could.
You said, but then it makes it harder to rate it. It makes it harder to rate it. If you say
I know.
Okay, maybe you're only bidder says I want this room, but I only want to do a 1 year lease and see how it goes. Then
we
just
decide.
Okay.
Right.
But.
So we could say up to 3 years.
But again, that makes it hard to evaluate that one aspect. But I'm willing to take that chance. Because you want to invite and encourage as many
Correct.
People.
Correct.
And I don't want to put anybody off by saying a 1 year or a 3 year, and people are like, oh, I can't do 3 year. But if we say up to 3 years, that gives us more flexibility and is more inviting.
Correct.
Right. And also look at it as, do you really want to do this every single year?
Well, that's what the other thing. There's a cost.
If you can avoid it.
Right.
There's a cost. There's a lot of time commitment.
Right.
I mean, it may be that... Right, you know, we're putting three rooms out there, but three people might want one room. And one might only want one room for 1 year, and one might want another room for 3 years. And to get the most bang for our buck is year one, we may have to accept some ones.
Right.
You know.
Question?
You can.
Alicia,
you can.
Can I ask you a question, Alicia?
I don't know if you're going to get an answer, but
you
can
speak.
Did I understand correctly that with an RFP process, I think Helma said nonprofits are not eligible?
Oh,
no.
Anybody is.
Because it came up when you couldn't take RFPs from a religious group, and then you said not anybody, and then you actually did say nonprofit.
No.
Not the RFP. They can't, the town cannot subsidize a religion, any kind of religious group, nonprofit, philanthropic group, anything like that.
So when you say subsidize, you mean pay, like?
We're gonna reduce your rent because you're a church.
Or give it to you free.
Or give it to you free because you're a
nonprofit. There's a thing called the
anti-AIDS amendment. Doing good stuff in the neighborhood.
There's a million things out there you have to.
Well, it would be against your fiduciary
correct.
Responsibility to
correct.
As a government agency.
Correct.
Is that mm-hmm.
Okay.
So I'm open to saying up to 3 years on an RFP.
I like that because that does give you flexibility.
Mm-hmm.
And you say you're not closing it.
We can say up to
clear cut, but.
Well, we can be clear cut. We can say up to 3 years with preference of 3 years.
Yes.
That we can say.
Yes.
That is clarity.
Preference will be given to longer term.
Yeah, something
yes.
like that. We
right.
could do that.
Okay.
But it gives us the opportunity to do anything we want. Based
yeah.
on the three.
And even if you say, see, that's the thing. Even if you say 3 years, you, and I'm, that's just an example, okay?
Right.
It can be 20 years if you want it to be.
Well, it can be up to what, that? What
up
is
to,
it? There's so many
up
years.
Up to 30, what did he
right.
say?
Yeah.
Up to 30 years.
Yeah.
It's still
that's me.
Like, again, if somebody comes along and offers you, you know, an acceptable rent price, and it's like, but I only want to do it for 1 year, then okay, you take it.
Okay. All right.
You
know, on
it's just kind of like a benchmark
mm-hmm.
that they all become aware of.
And I think it's important to have more than one, or it would really exclude some people who
we
might
don't
be
want to
interested.
Do that.
Yeah, and be like, I can't do this for 1 year and invest $10,000
yeah.
for something I can only have for 1 year, or something, whatever it is.
Right.
Right.
Uh-huh.
All right.
Okay.
So you're going to keep working on the
yes, I will.
RFP,
mm-hmm.
and we're going to keep thinking, and it's going to come back up on a agenda at some point when you tell us it's time.
Mm-hmm.
And today, when Hilltown comes in, we are going to, they know about this, you saw the letter, I sent you that, the
yep.
note that I had sent to Jonathan, so that they were well aware of the outcome of the last meeting, and you saw his response, and he sent you a pamphlet, I forwarded all that along. And so with them, they're well aware of the RFP process. They were going to be determining whether they'll be submitting a proposal, but that's up to them when it comes out. And they know that the purpose of today's meeting is to try to come to terms with a license to get us from January 1 to whenever the RFP process is complete. So that's what we're doing today, and I'm sure they you saw in their note, Jonathan wants to be able to talk a little bit about the program just in general, which is fine, and we'll go from there. All right?
Yeah.
What else? Anything else on that for anyone? Rental space appraisals. That's okay. Next, we have to put my glasses back on. Employee performance reviews. I asked Tama to dig this up because we are, and she did some homework for us, which is really nice. She gave you a couple handouts with a list of all the employees and the fact that we need to do a review on everyone because we're.
Don't, if I can just clarify on this, do not, where the column that says last review,
yeah,
that's inaccurate.
Yeah, well, I kind of knew that because I know some people,
yes.
I've done myself that are on here. But regardless, we have to get
but
them
they
up
are
to date.
Overdue.
COVID
yeah.
created like a little faltering point and things have been kind of hit or miss. And we need to, I've been saying this for a while off and on, and then I set it to the side. But no more, everyone, we're going to do these. So Will's taking part in one now. Have you ever done one, Elisa?
I have not.
Well, it's just so much fun. That's why I don't like to do that. No. So I already voiced my opinion many times on the form that Hilma gave you a copy of. This lovely little form, which is the Town of Heath Employee Performance Review Form. I've seen this done a handful of different ways. So certain one way that it's been done is a select board member is chosen to be the person to do an employee's review. The town coordinator takes part to take notes and keep us on track. And then the employee comes and meets, and we do this review together. And then a copy of it goes into their each person's job folder, or whatever you guys call it. Personnel folder.
Yep.
And they're used for, you know, to review for wage increases, or if there's concerns are brought up on here, and we hope to try to correct those concerns before the next review comes up. Sometimes I've seen these be sent to the employee in advance, and they fill out their section, which the self-assessment you'll see on there, and then the supervisor is one of us, and we fill that out. You come together and you see how each side, what number you give, you talk about it, and you give yourself some goals, they give themselves some goals or objectives on the back, and that's about it. These are one of the reasons I don't like these, one of the many, is the select board is doing this with people that they don't work with all the time.
I was just gonna
so
say.
It's helpful sometimes the town coordinator can give a little bit of feedback to help. But even the town coordinator doesn't always necessarily know because they're not involved. So sometimes what I've done in the past is instead of asking people to do them in advance, I come together with the person and we do it together and really talk through the things. And, you know, try to see how they feel, the person, the employee feels, their self-assessment. And maybe I've asked some people ahead of time, you know, if there's any concerns, thoughts, things that
people who actually
like,
work with these
yeah,
people, because
people
we don't
like,
work with these people.
And many work by themselves.
Yeah.
So, and you have to take what somebody else says about somebody with a grain of salt, too. You just never know. So, that's why I don't like this one, but I do it, and that's what I do. I usually meet. In the past, I've done Jeff a lot, and we've sat and we talk, and he's done his self-assessment, and then I kind of talk through the whole thing together, and then we sign it and we put it away. And he used to work on all of the objectives. We try to meet them, and we at the next meeting we bring up and talk about the old objectives and see if they get handled. Since we did it on Tyson, we're at a good positive move forward as long as we can divvy up all the folks on here and try to do them.
So is the review date accurate? Are we going by that, or are we just going to do everybody all at once? How are we handling
I think
this?
We should just start moving forward with doing them.
Doing them all at
once.
Yes.
Okay, so do we
yes.
want to each take a couple? And
sure.
Yes.
Well, we're going to sign that now?
Wait a minute. Some...
Some people have certain ones that do
I was going to say, typically, if it's a supervisor, like Tyson is a supervisor, he supervises Lee, Jason, and Kyle.
Okay.
And so
he's responsible to do that.
He's responsible to do those.
That makes sense.
Everybody that's under his supervision. Kate, well, let's see, actually, Kate and Lyra, see in parentheses it says trustees, so the trustees do their turn.
Okay.
And you'll send this out, I don't know if they've been doing them, so can you...
They have not.
Okay,
nobody.
So will you send a note to the trustees with the form
yep.
and say the select board's working on updating and getting
and
everybody done? Can you guys...
I always send a note directly to the employee with a copy of this. And give the say if you would like to fill out the self-assessment ahead of time.
In advance. Yep.
So and so will be contacting you to schedule.
Okay. The Board of Health does Claire.
Yep.
Right.
Board of Health does Claire.
So you'll reach
okay.
out to the BOH.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And actually, Council on Aging
does
Lyra. Lyra as senior
yeah,
program.
I was just
going to
say I don't know
okay.
who. Who's the chair of that now?
Sue Lively.
Sue.
Okay. So you'll reach out to her for that one?
Yep.
Okay.
So that takes out a big chunk.
Really? We're just working right down this
No,
list.
It does. It's going good. It's good.
Okay.
So basically, you're talking about
I mean, I'm pretty knowledgeable of the post office manager's performance.
Right, and we don't have, wait, what?
I said I'm pretty knowledgeable on the post office manager's performance, if someone needs to do that.
Sure, if you would like to do that.
I can do that.
I could do Nick and John.
All right, so let's make this list here. Nick and John, you're
going to
do that, Will.
Mm-hmm. And I'll be down for Tyson, too. But we'll just
we don't have to do Tyson.
Right.
Yeah. You want to do Tim?
Sure.
And I can do, well, you're going to do Charlene, you said, Elisa.
Mm-hmm.
And you want me to do Helma?
You can do Helma, and I'll be happy to do Chris and
Betty.
I was like, I'm not going to say Liz because that's not right. And do Betty.
Betty.
You're going to do both of those? You wanna
I
do
can.
It? All right.
Yeah, because Will's got several. And
wow, I get off easy. I only have the big cheese over there. That could take forever.
So easy.
The backside's going to be really easy. I've already figured out my goals for the coming year.
Mary, we don't have to do. Alice gets done by the assessors. And Cindy Garland.
Well, when it was Alice the first year, I sent out notes to all four chairs.
You want to do that again?
Yeah.
Yes, I think so.
Okay. So you'll send them out and then pull it all together?
Mm-hmm.
Do it that way. They'll just email them to you and
yes.
Pull
yeah,
together
sure.
or something. And then maybe mm-hmm. you want to just kind of like pass that on to Cindy?
Yeah.
I mean,
not a town employee.
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, MLP
well,
manager's not on here.
Yeah, actually, MLP manager. But
well, so you've got to do a 90 day.
So when did he really start? Like February 1st?
Yeah.
Give or take?
Yeah, give or take.
So May 1st.
Yes, it is town employees.
The board should do a 90-day review. Or somebody from the board.
Yeah. I think it's good if it's just one person.
Yeah. Five of you against one. That's
well, plus that's a meeting.
Right.
Those five, so they gotta, yeah, they have to do it, so one of you, yeah, better if it's one, because otherwise, yeah, right here, yeah, you have to post it, right, 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 right. And what about Alice? Alice is done by the assessors, so I'll make sure that she's an assessor, yeah, but she'll get done by the chair, so that would be Ann, so I'll be telling Ann to do it. Okay. And that will get us, and if we can, I'm not saying this has to be done in 2 days, but you know, we're in February, March, if we can get it done by April, something like that, that'd be great.
Okay.
You know, 6 weeks.
Yeah, what I'll do is...
Because it's hard sometimes to catch up with people.
I'll start emailing out the memo with a copy of the review form, and I'll send it, say, I will email to Tim and copy Will in it. So
yeah.
That you'll both be getting it.
Yep.
And you can connect. If we get it done by April 1st, that'd be realistic for people?
Yeah.
Yep. That'd be great. That's our meeting. That wonderful.
I have
April Fool's Day. Great.
And then,
thank you all for jumping on that. That's great. That'll make me one thing I can check off of my long-term list. That makes me feel good. Great. Annual report and town report dedication kind of go hand in hand. I just want to keep watching the time. We got 9 minutes. What did you want us to accomplish now?
Well, just to be aware, number one, somebody needs to be drafting the annual report, to which I sent you a copy of last year's just for reference.
Yeah.
And so, and I believe, did Elisa do it last year or did Sue?
I believe Sue and I did it together.
We did it together. Okay. So I don't know, but just, it's that time.
So we just sent one out with a street mailer.
So we're pretty much just updating that because we really need to still put it in the annual report.
No, of course. Yeah. And, but I didn't know if it needed to be more than what we put in the street mailer.
No, if anything less.
Okay,
so
I know.
It has to be smaller, so we got to kind of condense.
Yeah.
So, which I think we can.
You don't have to feel like you have to put like the subject.
Yes, and make it more of a narrative.
Just narrative.
I completely agree.
Can't even talk.
Yep.
Paragraph after paragraph.
Yep, I got it.
Yeah.
So
you
want
to do that together?
Sure, I'd be happy to.
Yeah.
Love it.
Okay.
When does that need to be done?
March 14th.
March 14th.
I believe is what I said.
So any action between now and March 14th.
And the dedication, that's a list, you guys have a list of the previous for the last, what did you say, 20 years?
Yeah, something extraordinary.
So this is something that if you have ideas, you send them to Hilma.
Yeah, if you have any ideas, send them to me, and then in the near future, they'll get whittled down.
And are you going to send us any of your, so when you get all of our ideas, you'll put it with your ideas and then send them to everybody?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's that and that. And I wanted to try to get into the last one there, preliminary discussion of transition options in town coordinator office. That's a lot.
I don't know what the hell that means.
Like, it's a budget issue. I'm sure that's why it got brought up. Because
that's coded language for Hilma's not going to be here forever.
It's what I've been talking
no,
about.
No, I knew that.
Yes.
But transition options is where I'm got lost.
What it means is if she has a date that she has in her mind at any point in time, which if it could be in the next within the next fiscal year, we have to keep that in mind when it comes to the budget.
Mm-hmm.
Is there going to be overlap? Is there going to be training?
Mm-hmm.
Right? That's where I assumed we were going.
Correct.
With this conversation. Yes. And all
correct.
Of those have a cost to them.
Mm-hmm.
Is it going to affect the assistant position?
Correct.
How does that all work out? And that's going to be a conversation with Finance Committee, most definitely, because you know, what would the salary look like for somebody new? Would it be where we are now? Would it be less? Would it be, you know, we don't know all these things. We have to start doing some research, thinking about it. What would the job look like? What would we be requesting? Are we looking for grant writers? Are we looking for someone who's, you know, what are those? And all of those things have a dollar sign attached to them.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, and if you want, like, if you decide on having some overlap, like, how much
right.
overlap?
Right.
Because this position is to the point where anybody else you hire is going to need more training time than what I got, which was 6 hours.
Oh, my God.
Well, all right, we can do 10.
Yeah, well, see, it's still more money.
No, very important, it's all an important conversation. And, but it's also important at some point in time is we need to have like an idea as to how much, you know, when might that transition be happening, because we don't really know how to figure the math on that either. You know, are we looking to hire somebody right off? If the decision was going to be, yeah, we want overlap and we want to bring somebody in before you decide you want to retire,
mm-hmm.
and say we wanted 6 months, well, does that mean we're bringing somebody in right off at the
mm-hmm.
beginning of the fiscal year?
Mm-hmm.
Or are you bringing somebody, do you want a year? You know, what is, you know, you don't have to say it now. I'm just saying
yeah.
we need to at some point have an idea of if the agreement or the idea that we all agree on is, yes, we want overlap.
Mm-hmm.
And we want at least 3 months overlap. If
mm-hmm.
that's what we're doing, like, when does that start?
Mm-hmm.
Or we need 6 months overlap. Or we need a month overlap, but then we want to ask you know, have training afterwards. It depends on how we want to do it. You know, how does that, do we say, okay, we want the person to come in for a month before there's an official retirement, mm-hmm. but then we want 6 months of training, however many days, hours, whatever. It could take all different looks as long as someone's willing to fill that role. So there's discussion. So we can't wait till the last minute.
mm-hmm. That's to come up soon.
Well, so it's probably pretty safe if I say it'll happen in the next fiscal year.
Right. So, I mean, we need to figure. If I had, you know, like if I just were to throw a dart, I would say that what would make sense in my mind, which I would love if money wasn't an option, would be to have somebody come in a month in advance, but then to have, at least a month in advance, but then to be able to have training throughout the budget season, up to ATM. So if, like in my mind, if you were retiring at the end of the calendar year, then the rest of the fiscal year would be covered in some way, shape, or form if you were willing to work on so many hours a week type of thing. Because mm-hmm. I think it's important. That's like the big transition time, is that whole budget, the mm-hmm. budget season.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe that allows eliminate, I don't know about the office.
We don't eliminate it.
The office clerk position may go away for a while.
A little while.
I don't know. Good talk about.
I don't think so.
So put that on your list, Ned.
He's taking notes.
You need a piece of paper, Ned?
Put it on the list, Ned. So we've talked about this in the past, but we've never had to really officially jump on it because there was always, you know, HOMA hadn't really narrowed, you know, been closer to thinking about the retirement. But I think that that's where we're at now, so we have to act.
Be prepared.
Be prepared.
Proactive.
Great.
Love being black.
Okay.
Only way to go.
And I think one thing to really recognize is the select board, it cannot take on that responsibility of having to train. It just can't happen.
We're not qualified.
And people don't have the time
to do that. That too, but we're not qualified.
Correct. So people can't just say, let the select board do it. No,
no.
That can't be.
No.
It has to be done. This has to be professional. So. That's what I got. How do we do?
Yes!
7 o'clock.
6 o'clock.
One doggy hearing.
Well, that was going to be part of the scheduling, right?
Yeah, I thought we were going to do that after.
Oh, you are?
We're still going to do all our meeting scheduling, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Well, we can start
well,
talking about it till they
have
come in.
The next three meetings all scheduled.
Yeah, so
for
we
you.
Can talk about it till they come in. So the next meeting is the Finance Committee, the Accountant, and the Highway Department and the Fire Department.
Yes.
Yes, 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 and yes.
Yes, yes.
All right. And then the following meeting, you want to have dog hearings.
Yes.
On the
25th? Yes. Two dog hearings.
For the record again, I don't like dog hearings. I'd like people to know that because there's very little the select board can do. We're going to do these dog hearings, but I am going to put my foot down this time and I'm going to say, what is it that you want us to do? What do you want us to do? We have rules
right.
about what we can do and what we cannot do.
Right.
There's my little explosion.
It's not much explosion.
Well, it'll get bigger as it gets closer. And what else is at that meeting?
Well, I don't know. Whatever else comes along.
That'll be a regular
meeting.
Yeah.
Yes. And then.
But we'll sneak in a couple votes next week, anyways.
Yes.
The windows and the.
And the
salt
shed.
But
yes.
Other than that, we'll push the other stuff off.
Yes.
Because we got a lot of big money stuff next week. Everybody stay focused.
Focus.
Yes. make sure you have, oh, sorry, Barbara. You can yell at me.
Is Dave still planning to come next week and do the VADAR training?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And do you have a time for that yet?
I don't have a definite time. I have emailed him and I'm waiting to hear back. I suggested, could he come at 5:30? But I have not heard back yet.
When you know, will you be sending something out to committee heads?
Yes.
Great. Thank you.
I will.
But FinCom can't be here until
5:30.
Oh, I thought it was after 5:30. Is it 5:30? That was 6:30. Okay. Very good.
Some didn't want to attend that part.
I recall too, but.
But I'm sure others want to. Ned's going to be there. I know that. It's always here. So have your questions ready too. It's not just for him to show us about those reports. If you have, you know, general questions just about anything that you're uncertain about, or
look at the reports that have already been sent out.
And you got some new reports, everybody. That's right. You got new reports that were sent out. Did that get sent to everybody?
Did you
forward that to everyone? Because that is something that you got to get to.
Something's wrong because I was pretty sure. You were on the
because there's a new report that shows balances in those other accounts. So
I haven't gotten anything since December.
Make sure that it just came. So
right,
yeah.
But I'm just saying that was
sure
the last
gets,
one I received.
Yeah, it would be really great.
And that one came directly from Dave.
Yeah.
Sometimes they come from you, sometimes they come
from...
Well,
what's interesting
And often is, they don't come at all, and then I get them from David, from MLB, but...
Well, what's interesting is... All of a sudden, I didn't get it from Dave, and I always get it from Dave.
Yes.
I got it from you.
I got it from Hilma.
Which I've always gotten it, and I say to you, make sure you send it to everybody, or I
right.
can.
Right.
So we have double checked.
I read the list, and I was positive.
Oh, look at Dave's
list
right here.
Of the ones Dave sent to.
Maybe there was a corruption of my email address.
Could have very well have been.
Because when people copy it instead of... You know, hand copy it instead of actually migrate it. It looks like Big Vet instead of BJG Vet.
That's not on here at all.
So
the email that Dave
wasn't sent to me either. Which is really.
I didn't see the email.
See, I've been the one
and
screaming for years.
I had requested directly from him.
Yes, you have.
No. That he also sent it to Cindy Davidson, who is now our treasurer. And
I mean, it's okay if they
and she never
time.
Got
just,
it.
I don't know if they're waiting for an invite or.
Okay.
Thank you very much. It's very kind.
He agreed, and then she's never seen it, so I've been forwarding it to her. But anyway.
So there is a different report, an additional report, which might help. We'll see. Pretty easy to read, too.
I won't be here, but Cindy will be. She's planning to be here.
Yeah, but when you get the report, you're going to be able to read it.
They're coming.
Oh, they are? Okay.
Yeah.
All right, great. Chevy's license. Hello.
Hey.
Pull some more chairs up.
Okay.
Anywhere you'd like. Hello, everyone.
Hey.
Thank you for coming.
Thanks for moving, making it all us.
Yeah, thank you. I really appreciate it.
Oh, we're fine. We're good. We just finished.
That's just finished
the rest of our agenda at exactly 7. So we're like,
thank you.
Oh, perfect. So just the FYI right beside you, this is they audio record the meetings now, so folks can from
town. But you don't Zoom, right? Because we have a lot of
no
people
Zoom.
That want to Zoom in.
Don't Zoom.
And so, and I said I didn't think that that was possible.
Don't Zoom. Maybe someday. We don't know. So welcome. Now, who doesn't know who? Well, why don't you, I'll let the people at home need everybody to introduce themselves anyway. So if you all could introduce yourselves, and I'll introduce, you know Elisa, you've met Elisa before. And Will Emmett, I think that folks have met Will. Will's the newest on the
staff. Laura hasn't, I don't think.
Hi.
All right.
I don't think I've met you either.
Right. So you folks introduce yourself, and then you get to start.
Okay.
Or you introduce yourself.
You start, Judith.
I'm Judith Roberts, and I'm a occasional volunteer with the program. And
that's
with
right.
The Hilltown.
More than that, you're a paid consultant
yeah.
and my
yeah.
coach. Yeah. She was Judith was the head of the literacy project at Greenfield for most of its time, so if people don't know her, they know that. And when Judith started, it was $500,000 in debt, and accruing it madly, and when she left, it was in the black. It had $1 million budget, 19 staff, and $1 million in cash reserves, and a line of credit that was down to zero. So that's why I chose her as my executive coach.
That's a good choice.
I figured that was a good choice. Okay. You're next.
I'm Laura Iveson. I am the board, I'm the director of the board, president of the board, and I also have been working with Hilltown Youth for 13 or 14 years.
And I'm Jonathan Diamond. I'm the founder and executive director. If somebody dropped $1 million on us now, I would be the co-executive director. I'm executive directing in self-defense because there's nobody else to do it. I'm getting a little better at it. I think tonight we'll see. I'm feeling more. Better. Yeah. Anyway, I'm doing the best I can. I'm looking forward to being a co-executive director, raising money, doing clinical work and program work, and let somebody else make sure the trains are running on time.
Perfect.
You want to
set the stage a little bit so folks know?
Honestly?
Because you got the email.
Yes.
You responded back, and everybody got those handouts that you have hard copies
okay,
of.
Okay, and I brought hard copies
yep.
up. You have to wait on one because I may have another presentation, and I see you so much. I'll get you, I have
okay.
it. Yeah, I
just.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? I see you
enough.
Well,
you
so
can
that,
take this one for
one,
now.
Give her one, and then if I need it, I'll borrow it back.
But I have one.
Oh, you have?
Yes.
I gave you one?
Yes.
Oh, awesome.
Yes.
Okay, I didn't realize I left you with one.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Done. Good.
Yeah.
Because I made we have another presentation. Okay, well, the bond people are getting hard copies
yeah.
of that.
No,
so.
I'm good.
Okay. So my opener is, I don't want to be redundant, so I know there's an RFP process and we may, and I wasn't being snarky when I said if we decide to apply, I do have a plan that I don't know if it includes an RFP or not, but mostly I wanted to see what the board would like to have happen. I mean, I wanted you guys, I just wanted to know what you would like to have happen tonight, if there's things that you need, conversations you think are important to have. I want to privilege that because the RFP is going to be a place where we can talk about all kinds of Legos, mixes and matches and ideas. And so I don't, there's one thing that I did say I wanted to pitch at some point, but other than that, I feel like you guys don't need to hear it twice. In other words, if you're gonna have an RFP process and you can come in, we're gonna give you written proposals and stuff. So I really wanted to give you guys a chance to use it to talk about whatever you need to talk about, tightening up things, communication things, old business, new business, whatever. And if there isn't, then I'll just go right with the other.
So let me give you a little bit of information from what we talked about earlier today. So definitely moving forward with an RFP. Helm was actively working on it. We're going to get it out as fast as possible. And we have what's new is we know now that by doing the RFP process, we do not have to do a lease for a limit of 1 year. So what we're going to be requesting, what we agreed on tonight, is we'll be looking for up to a 3-year lease, and it will say that will be a lease.
Oh, I beg
your
pardon. Okay.
Yeah.
No, an RFP
yeah.
can be a lease.
Yeah.
Very good. Thank
yes.
you. I didn't know that. Okay.
Yeah. It'll be up to a 3-year lease.
Mm-hmm.
But if someone were to only want one or two, they could obviously ask that. But that is going to help a little bit, hopefully, with people who want to be longer term. But one does not have to. They can still respond for a year or whatever.
That's just what the ceiling is.
Well, we can actually go more than that, but we are going to start with a 3 year, up to a 3 year. So we're allowed to go up to
30
years with the RFP process. So this is something that I confirmed after we met. I contacted council to make sure that we had all of the rules correct. What's important for us as a board is that we make certain that what's in the RFP is what we do. I mean, we need to be clear in the RFP that what our intentions are, and that's what. So Hilma has some samples that she's going to be pulling together for us, and then we're going to review them. So that will hopefully come very soon.
What do you think is your timetable?
What do you think, Hilma?
March.
2 weeks? For you?
For you.
Well, yeah.
And me.
So if we get it out, yeah, by the beginning of March. That's our aim. We want to go.
That's,
we want to get it done.
Yeah.
So that, huh?
That's my aim.
Yeah. So part two of that is just like we talked about, Jonathan, I mentioned in the note, is just the hope for tonight was basically just to be able to get a license in place to keep us on the up and up from January till whatever that date's going to be when an RFP kicks in. Right, because so it'll come out, it'll be, I think we have rules through Mass General Law as to how long we have to list it, how long we have to have it posted. I just have to I have to check that, and I can. I'll get all those dates and we can get them over to you. And then, you know, we'll post it for that amount of time, and then we have X amount of time to review it, and then start talks with people. So. And it will be for any, like I mentioned, we haven't changed anything. It can be for one room, two rooms, three rooms. You know, we're going to list in there the spaces that are available, and you can pick and choose. You can do a submission for one room. You can do a submission for three rooms. You can do whatever it is, whatever you want to do. One room,
and
one room,
we're doing,
two rooms, whatever.
Just to put it in context, we're also doing for the available spaces in Sawyer Hall.
Oh, yes, we are going to, right. Which is basically the big meeting room upstairs,
yeah,
and the library space on the main floor.
Correct.
So both of those spaces are going to be also sent out.
My only reason for asking about the dates and the only skin in the game, how much of our conversation were you able to share with folks?
We haven't talked about anything other than what is in that note that went out.
Okay. I mean, so what was very helpful for me, my takeaway from that, so one of the things, the sticky wickets, I think, is some of it, is the rent or the lease, like between now and then. So one of the things that I didn't understand until Robin and I met last, the meeting that she referenced in that email, is that I was thinking, call it a license or call it a lease. But like, for example, last year we were negotiating a reduction, and Hilma, you got us like the rent, like you got the actual, we did that, but like we got the lease in March. And we signed it, which isn't that bad. Like, in other words, we came to an agreement, and then it went retroactive, obviously, till January. Like, we've had, this is our third year, our third lease, right, annual lease. This summer, I wasn't especially dialed in because it was during our programs, but I know there was issues, like you guys, you know, the stuff you've been talking to your counsel about, license versus lease agreement, and it made me feel good, Alyssa, for you even to get confused about that, because it's confusing. So all I'm thinking at that time is it's just semantics. Call it a license, call it a lease. We're going to be doing something for a year. If we're negotiating something different for the third year, it will be retroactive, was my thinking about it, only because that's how leases work. It didn't matter to me if you guys had conversations where you knew you weren't going to want to come and like if you knew what I was looking for. I just wanted to have our chance to have that conversation with you guys, agree on amount, and have it go back to whenever we were turning over. Now that I understand this, the license piece, there was never any question I'm paying for, you know, giving you December's this evening before I leave, but forget for me to get that. I now understand that until that happens, we're going to be paying the amount, at least from the select board's point of view, we're going to be paying that 2,000 amount that was like the last lease that we negotiated until that's why I care about the dates until the RFP or until at least possibly through March, right? Through February or March. And so all I wanted to say is I understand the logic about it. Like now that I understand the differences and that it's not going back. Like in other words, if we decide to continue a lease and we're awarded it or in the RFP, it's gonna start from April 1st or whenever the RFPs, you know, whenever it starts,
yes.
Right?
Yes, so, whatever that date is.
Right,
April,
so
May
I get
1st,
that,
whatever.
Which is a different mindset than call it a license, call it a lease, we have an annual agreement with you. I've only bought one home. I've been renting a long time and I've never, you know, it just didn't make sense to me that if we were gonna roll it over, it wouldn't go back. But I get this because it's a whole different paradigm. It's all, you know, I get that. Anyway, the thing that I would think you care about the most is I'm not pushing back on that. We will continue to pay the $2,000. It may take me, what I'm not gonna do is go, it's like empty our coffers so we have nothing, but I will honor that agreement and we will pay. We're paying December's tonight. If we have to pay $2,000 for January and February, ideally something hopefully will happen in March, but we will honor that agreement and we're not asking for any adjustment or anything. That's just, I get how you got where you guys are coming from and that's what we're gonna do.
Thank you.
That's good. Questions about that piece?
Nope.
Questions
simple.
About that piece?
No, thank you.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
Okay. So,
yay.
did you get a chance to read the license?
I have not had a chance to read
That's okay.
the license yet.
It doesn't, it's the same as before. The only thing we did, I say we like I actually did it. Hilma did it. I say that a lot, don't I? Well, we did, but I didn't do it. Term of the license.
Yeah, input.
Was December 31st, 2025, unless terminated earlier as the result of award following the RFP process, which basically just says that as soon as that's done.
I figured that it would be, I didn't think anything, I've been working with him a long time, I didn't think anything would change about the items A, and you know, all those clauses, that the only thing would change is the language that you guys were legally, that you were sort of having to change in order to make it comply with the new regs that you became aware of sometime this summer.
Yes.
And I just, despite my mother's best advice, I was going to sign it anyway, not read that.
You should read it.
I know, but that's part of the clause. I will read all the other stuff, but I just figured, like, that's what it has to be.
I think that's all that changed, right? It was just that?
That was my, that would be
well,
my
yes, and I had left one date, like 2024, and you said.
Well, that's the one we corrected, was the December one.
Okay.
Yeah, she had 2024, which would have been tough to do since we're in 2024. I think, but you should read it. Because it doesn't,
okay.
I mean, if you should read it. I think you should read what you're going to sign. That's just me, but you can do what you want. and if you sign it, we meet every week. So if you sign it, we can just sign it at the next meeting.
I'm going out of town tomorrow, but I might be able to get over here in the morning. If not, I can sign it on
gone?
Monday.
Okay. Not a long time.
No, I'm just going to get my kid at Logan Airport, but I won't be here on Friday. By the time I come back.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So if you just have it signed for next Tuesday when we meet,
yes,
then we can sign
we can
it.
Yes, that can do because I can come over Monday morning and do it.
Yeah.
You know?
Monday's a holiday for me.
It is? What's Monday?
It's Monday.
President's Day.
It's President's
Day. Oh, it's
Day.
Great.
Is that this coming?
Mm-hmm. It is.
Yeah. What's right there? A work day?
Well, we can either do it after the meeting if you want to, or I can try to swing by that, like if you want to do it in the morning.
Yeah, except I'll be around. I don't know what to do.
Anyway, Hillman and I
you
will
guys
make sure.
Connect,
and I will make
that
sure.
Connect.
We'll make sure that it's signed, even on Tuesday morning, right? Like that's,
yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
We'll make sure it gets signed before your next meeting.
That's fine. Is that all right? Are you good with that?
Sure, that sounds
you good with
productive.
That?
Yes.
Okay. Yes.
I will not be back up here. I will be here Friday afternoon if there's some way you can leave it for me.
But,
yeah.
If you give it to me, I can get it her signature in Sheldon Falls and bring it up.
Well, you guys can scan it and sign too, can't
you? Oh, okay, yeah.
If
I can electronically sign it, that's fine, but
yeah,
I won't be back
yeah.
up here for.
Okay.
If you want to give me a copy, we can do it, yeah. We'll get it. Done.
Yeah, just scan it.
Done.
Then we'll have it for Tuesday. So that would put the license in place. We're gonna move quickly on the RFP.
and because we want this all done as soon as possible. And what else? Elisa, concerns, questions, thoughts, discussion points, anything that you'd like to talk
about? Not at this time.
Will?
Nope.
Hilma?
Where is mine?
Yeah.
I was going to say, does somebody want to talk?
I did, but I was waiting for you.
Well,
well that's why I know
just
you wanted to go.
Clarify something and have it said out loud that I at least am aware that your winter performance is March 20th.
First and second, 21 and 22.
21 and 22. And okay. That there is not any intention to disrupt anything.
I never thought that for a second,
okay.
But I appreciate you saying that.
But
in the context of the meeting, I appreciate it. Like, but I again, just like I don't need to look at the light, you know.
We're not going to do anything.
No.
Oh, that's
no.
Yeah,
but I just
say.
Wanted it.
Oh,
I thought
oh,
it was
okay.
Important to just
oh, yeah,
to
thank
say
you.
It so
yeah,
that
okay. Yeah, no,
everybody
gosh,
understands
no.
That the process isn't going to, that whatever the process is, that's not going to disrupt that piece.
No,
absolutely.
No, right. Yeah, of course it wouldn't.
No.
All right, so you want to chat?
So, but it's changed a little bit since you and I talked. So, what?
It's going to be new for me.
Uh huh. A little bit. A little bit. And that, this is what I said if we decided to submit an RFP. Where I was coming from with that is that if we do go for an RFP, never say never, but I don't think, I think it's only going to be for us one classroom.
Okay.
Period. I mean, and as collaborators, I'll tell you where I'm coming from. It's after 3 years of probably stressing out, of spending that amount of money for the space that we're using it and stressing out that much, I want to spend 3 years where we have one classroom. We had a good conversation with GCC today, and we're talking
good.
About having a space there that's always been part of the dream. Most of our helpers come from that college. There's nobody that's college-bound in my program that doesn't spend some time on that campus. So having a space there, we have a space that we're paying for in Northampton because that's been because Dave Sullivan wanted us to have programming in Northampton. It's been good for us, but Izzy, who you guys have Hilma's starting to get to know, the only position I have, I don't have a program director right now. I'm putting those resources into Izzy, who's doing outreach coordination. We're doing a production with the Recover Project has been coming to some of our lantern lights, and we've been doing programming there. I've been doing a writing group and a performance group. I've had kids come up from New York, some of our alums come. Izzy's doing a costume thing. Laura's gonna be involved in that. We're probably gonna perform at the Justice Center, is our hope, in Greenfield. So with all those projects out there, I don't want to be responsible. I don't want to hold down, even if you guys gave me, and you know what, I mean, at this point, I think you've seen enough back and forth to know what my figure would be. I don't want to even lock into that. That $600, like let's just say you were willing to say yes, and I don't think you're in a position to do that until you see what the other RFPs are, and you might decide we have other town needs that we'd rather meet than get that amount of money. You know, I don't want to, I would rather put what would be like that $6,800 into a savings account. AJ says we need a rainy day fund, and then it'll become $15,000 in 2 years, and then we'll get in the habit of doing, like there are other things as an emergency backup executive director I would rather do and not be stressed and just really have this space be stress-free. Like I can hold down one classroom if I had to,
great.
You know. So that's probably the max that we're going to go for, and it makes, and I have, we don't, you know, the amount that I work at home most of these days, and I have an office in Hampton, the amount that we use, like Larry and Karen, they use that space for 5 weeks in the summer, and they use it for even a shorter time in the winter. It's an indulgence that I don't, it's not, it just doesn't make sense or sense to me. So that's where I'm coming from. And that means less, that means, it means ponies and rainbows for Hilma and I for the most part. And that's like, I mean, it makes, I mean, in terms of our conversations about, like, it just makes everything saner. And so the way that, but I also heard you say, Robin, that the town, that they would love to still see us perform here in the winters and in the summers, like that, that would be. So when I go back to the block system we used to do, when I went with the $35 for 4 hours, and this is all these numbers that I came up with are minus my sick, or without my 20% discount as being a town member. But for the amount that we would need the gym to rehearse and perform in the winter and the 5 weeks in the summer, we're looking at $2,900 and change, basically $3,000 worth of block time in the gym.
Mm-hmm.
And in the common spaces.
It makes good
and
sense.
And then it doesn't, what it doesn't include, so when I said if we put an RFP, I don't know that we need an RFP to do that block system, but Helma, we had had conversations before we had the lease. We had the container that was here. Remember, you know, when we were doing the block system,
yep.
People talked about $50 a month, and we have the sports closet, the storage, like having a safe place for our trapeze in the winter. That's not something that's part of the block system or Helma. So that's something that I would need to negotiate with this entity. Like if we held on to the sports closet and the container and didn't have any classrooms and just used the block system. So I'm gonna make a, like I am gonna submit an RFP for one of the, for her classroom, for the art room. But if we didn't have that, for whatever reasons, you know, like I would still try, we have our tents in the summer. If we do that, this is sort of a sidebar, anything that we prop, any performance spaces we develop would be between us and Tom Danik. As far as the rest, I'm not going to ask the town, like I might, we might offer to help remove a hazard like the backstop, but if you put in a new one, like in other words, it changes to me, it's, you know, we're not going to be, if we're coming in to do a residency in the summer and then indoors in the winter in the common space, there's no need to have those conversations either. You know, other than leave things the way that you found them, right? Like, or, you know, we're gonna, like if we put in the garden, I don't think those have ever been issues, you know, that stuff. But it's not the same, you know, it's those conversations to me are not as relevant at that point. And just for the record, we never were asking for a blank check to develop. What I was saying is that in the past, the way Will and Alyssa, the conversations have gone in the past is we would like to lease, we want to do this, this, and this. And Robin and Helma would say to me, John, let's start with this and this. Give it 6 months, and then you and Helma can work out this, this, and this. But when we had those conversations, I didn't have a bond earmark for $250,000. I said everything I had to say about bond earmarks before I became an expert on them. I didn't have a contract with DPH, you know, for $100,000 for, you know, our budget. I didn't have Judy Raper hadn't come to me and said, let's, you know, everything got blown up during the pandemic. I want to get to formalize our relationship. I have so many other things. All I was saying is I want that list. I want to just negotiate those five things all in one sitting. I don't want to like have to just keep coming back and maybe we'll get some and we'll lose some. I just want to do it all at one time. It was never like, oh, just give us a blank check to do whatever we want. There were five things in particular. They're still on the list when I think of, there might be one of them that's still relevant in terms of performing in the summers if we come, you know, if you come back. And we have other, you know, we used to perform at the Academy, we used to perform at Bercher East. We've talked to Gabe about going there once every 3 or 4 years because it's kind of cool. But that also really, you know, so it's not that we, you know, if we do that, it's not because of the RFP, it's just because it's cool and we've talked about doing that. But doing it every year the way we were was stressing out Bercher, you know, stressing Gabe's people out.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I don't know if that's helpful, but that's kind of where I'm at right now.
Good.
My thinking.
Thank you for sharing that.
And so what I need for you
it's
guys,
a good update.
What I need is just for some counsel from you guys through Helma or through, you know, or through at some point is just like, yeah, if you decide just to do the block thing, then you should just give Lyra what your needs are. And we know it might be a large total, but you'll be the only four people that know that, like, that's the hot, you know, the happiest check I've ever written, you know, like for that space, and then how to deal with the storage space.
Okay.
Separate.
Fair enough. Yeah, yeah.
I'm assuming, in other words, if the board would like to see us continue to perform in the summers and continue to put on those spectacles and continue to do the children's program in the winter, the elementary program in the winter, what I would need to make that happen is the sports closet and the storage container. I don't necessarily need a classroom. It would make this person very happy if we could get a classroom, but again, more will be revealed, and you guys aren't in a position, you know, you can just say that's really, you know, good to know and great to hear, but you're not going to really, you guys are going to have the data you need for another 4 weeks.
No, it's good information. I appreciate you sharing that.
And I also thought, like, if there was some spirit of core, like, around the program, trying to negotiate something that allowed, like, over one classroom opposed to tying up three spaces, rental spaces, is a different conversation than me coming in and saying, we're a nonprofit, you know, like, I mean, you've heard, you don't need to hear, you know, like, speeches again, you know, or from my fan base. It's a different conversation if it's about one classroom, possibly, than it is tying up three spaces.
And that one classroom, how would you envision using that?
We would just, well, why don't you speak to that?
It's the art room. It's just that there's a lot of stuff that goes into creating everything this summer and hauling all of that stuff back and forth.
So it'd be a creative art space.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so it would combine the visual art sets and props. It also includes pulling the costumes in there and a meeting area, like a desk area. So yeah, it would just become an all-purpose room.
But for example, when we hosted, you know, when we had the site visit from the United Way and from the Beverage Foundation, which Hilma sat in on the second one, like we met in our office and we showed like a video, you know, like, but if word had come in and we had sat down in the common, you know, in that area, in Atrium, which is in the place we worked, I mean, there's an advantage that wall, it's, oh, I was going to ask if we can keep our wall. Like in terms of that was one of the wall out there, the wall, the photograph wall, you know, like that,
oh,
if we could keep that wall. But like if we had hosted that, if we'd sat down with him, he didn't need to be in an office, you know, like in a classroom
right.
That way. We could have had, you would have, if you didn't have something going on, would have been happy to say, you know, to host, to say, sure, meet in our office for that. But we can meet in that common area, and there wasn't enough distraction, like it would have been an issue, it would have been fine.
Right.
You know, like it's not, I don't need to spend X number of dollars to host some, you know, like
right.
the time that I really want people here is when we have our sales out, when the spectacle is happening. That's when I want people on campus, and they're going to be out there watching, you know, the performance. And if we come in and we have like a gathering, you know, in the atrium after the show, that's all you need to bring a legislator, you know, a state legislator or a grant foundation administrator. Like those spaces are fine. We don't need all that other, like, just isn't necessary. We don't do business the way that you guys do. I mean, you need them. I'm saying, like, a tax collector
yes,
needs a
right,
tax collector needs a space
right.
to have. You know, like you can't ask somebody to come in and say, "Oh, what are my back taxes?" and be in the atrium in the common space. Alice
right.
can't make the magic, the you know, be the workhorse that she is, and it's without a designate. I'm just
right.
saying
right.
we don't need that kind of space. Most of our, like, if we're in the gym and we're around all and the fabrics are, that's more impressive than sitting in a, you know, in a room with a desk in it. It's just not necessary. At this point.
Good information.
Okay.
What else? So the only thing that no one wants to bring up in this room, and it's not even something that has to do with me on this, because I wasn't the one who knew anything about it. Don't scratch the floor in the gym anymore, please. How's that in a nutshell? You were gonna do something with the spools so that they don't
yes,
scratch.
Yes, we will.
Right?
Again, the, yes. Yes, we
that's
will.
Beautiful.
Yes, we will do. We
I
will,
don't know what it is,
we
but
will do
make
our,
sure
we will,
it gets
yes.
done, please.
Yes. Well, we're not. We haven't been using them until
I
can
do
that.
Do?
Like until I can do what I plan on doing. We're not using it, and it's also. Again, if we're performing at the Justice Center, if we're performing at GCC, you know, like if we're doing these residencies or these other things, a lot of that work is going to be out here, not doing it there. We're talking about 3 weekends a season, you know, when we have our seasonal recovery intensive. It's less of a stressor on us.
And if that note is not just going to you, it's going to everyone, because everyone needs to take care of the floor in the gymnasium. Everybody, that's a general note to all. And you were just said you would do something with the school.
Yes,
so I was
yes,
hoping
we will,
you would do that.
We will do that.
And that would be great.
Yes, we will do that.
What else? I get the, you're gonna do the December payment.
Yes.
Let's just go back and wrap that up. And then you're gonna do the others.
Well, take care of the
time.
Other time, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
I get that, but you gotta take some time. I understand that. Are you good
mm-hmm.
with that? Good with that?
I am,
okay.
Yeah.
Right. Just wanted everybody to say that too.
Yep.
I appreciate your willingness to come in and put that on the table right off. very much so.
Yeah, thank you for doing that. It sounds like you're doing a lot of creative restructuring and reorganizing, and I think that all sounds really great. You know, utilize all the resources you have out in the community, so that sounds really exciting to me, so I'm happy for the program.
You can say, I'm growing up a little bit, Alyssa, on some of these things, because I'm not picking the fighting the battles that I don't have to fight. Reasonable people can disagree, right? Like, but I also, my goal for tonight was to try to walk out, it was try to alleviate as much stress on this side, for the board and for us, like to try to restructure things and try to, and I think the biggest thing was about the space. And again, you got, you know.
Sounds smart, John.
I've been in this space for 20 plus years. Like the emotional attachment that I have was getting in the, you know, was getting in the way of some of the business, some of that restructuring stuff that's happened. Once I was able to move beyond that, I felt like this is going to be better for everybody. So looking for ways of, you know, like just, yeah.
Great.
Looking for ways of elevating us in your club of life in the positive ways and removing the things that make it stressful.
Yeah. That's great.
Okay. Appreciate
it. Really is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, good work.
All right. Everybody good?
Very good work.
Good.
All right. Then let's end.
Yes! No, it's good for me. Thank you both.
Short and sweet. I love it.
Yeah. Good, Laura.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you all for coming in.
Yeah.
Nice to see faces.
They heard this for the first time tonight too, by the way.
Yeah.
This is, yeah, like the
this was your awakening.
Surprise!
I just said, yes, no, they can't. I mean,
trying to make sure is Laura really okay?
Yeah, she I put up a
Oh, of course.
Thank you.
All right,
so you guys
will tell us. I mean, we'll get concluded in the you'll do the RFP.
But we'll also keep you in the loop too. I'm gonna, you know, I got to get a little bit more research done too for some of the dates.
And I'll make a
FAQ
sheet of the block thing that I just said, and then I'm gonna give that to you, and then you guys at your next meeting can figure out.
Lyra does that.
Yeah.
That's great too.
Well,
like
some
that. Of
yeah.
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 Yeah. And then the story, I mean, that's in the storage piece. So you can say, then he'll send it back and say, yeah, this is all Lyra, and we'll just say these two things are us, and we'll take it up, whatever. Okay, and I don't need it. I mean, the only on that stuff is
it's at your regular place.
To know if I have to leave stuff out of there, or if I can
have
it at the only time. And it might have to be like a storage unit.
I have no idea.
That's, but you know what I'm saying? That was me time to set up. Like, yeah.
You should see the notes
on
right here.
Okay. All right. I'm going to go write your check and I'm going to bring it back in.
Do you need
scotch
tape?
No,
I'll
bring it back. Oh, isn't it? Can I put it on the door?
Yeah, I thought you wanted to put it next to like, the poster.
Yes.
Thank you.
Nova, baby.
Oh. Yes. I thought I had put it in the community
board.
They're
great.
I'll put it wherever.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
Thanks
for making the time.
I appreciate it.
Why
don't
you
put it on
there?
That's
awesome.
Okay.
No, thank you. Thank you.
We'll go out for a beer sometime.
Drop Rob and put her down.
Dogs.
That's the last of the month, so we're going to talk about that next week anyways, right?
It takes us through February.
No, March. Yes. Dogs are...
Dogs
February
and miscellaneous 20th. Other stuff. So next week,
and then,
the three things you have to sneak in now are signing this license,
yep,
the windows, and the salt shed.
Correct.
Just quick little housekeeping. Vote.
Yep.
Please.
I
male. Oh, and I am a male list, right? All this stuff I did.
Oh, when I'm scheduled, just.
I didn't have to look at any of this.
March 4th, I'm lining up other budget hearings.
Yeah, I thought I saw.
Police and ML.
MLB and police and library.
Yep.
Right, I thought I saw that somewhere.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, so the mail. Oh, yeah, I didn't want to do the mail. I knew there was like a reason in my mind I was skipping the mail.
Yeah, let's skip the mail.
Can we skip the mail?
No. All right, okay. So the first one was the communication back and forth between Jonathan and myself. We just discussed that. The second one is letter of resignation.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to vote to accept Kyle Jarvis's resignation from the highway department.
You don't have to accept it. Don't let her sway you. You can say nay.
I wouldn't do that to Kyle.
So can I have a motion, please, to accept the March, I don't have it in front of me, March 28th?
March 28th.
March 28th of this year's resignation of Kyle Jarvis from the highway department with regrets.
So moved.
Oh, no. Further discussion?
Wait, did I hear a second over there?
He sneaked it out. I heard it under his breath. Further discussion?
Yeah, we're gonna discuss this.
I am not happy. I understand, but I'm not happy. I know it's his right. He's called him in a will. But he's done a wonderful job. We're just getting things going. That's my feelings. And I, as far as what's preferred doing here, I think we could figure that out if that's really what's going on. But in talking to Tyson, my impression is that also he wants a little more flexibility, which makes sense. I mean, when you go to the islands he wants to go to, even if it is with your mother and your
dad. Don't blame me. Don't blame me.
So, no, I get that. I do get that. But it's I'm very saddened by it. I've come to know him very well, and he's still a friend. I still consider him a friend, but I cannot unfriend him. That stuff anyway, but it's hard.
Well said.
It is, first of all, I completely support his decision. It's the right move for him. And the concerns that he has raised, I think it's our obligation and our duty to follow up on them. So I want to see that happen. I hate that he was put into this position. It's not right. It's not okay. It needs some investigation, I think. So ask some questions and find out what's going on. It is a significant loss to this town. I've gotten to know Kyle and appreciate his experience, his skill, his teamwork, his work attitude. He really, really stepped up through this transition with the new superintendent. This town was damn lucky to have him at the time that we had him. And I wish him nothing but the best going forward. And I certainly hope it's not the last that we see of him.
And also, I'm really going to miss that every time he has liked it, I'm going to quit. This time he meant it.
Yeah. But I really want what's best for him, and I want him to be happy. And I know that wasn't happening here. So for him, absolutely all the best. But as a leader of the town, I'm not so happy about it, but I believe that it will bring us an opportunity to move forward, and I'm looking forward to what comes next for us and for the highway department. And I feel very confident with the leadership that we have with Tyson to see us through this, and we're going to be okay. We're not going to be happy for a little bit, but we'll be okay. We send Kyle off with the best wishes.
I know he would appreciate everything that is being said. You know, I think.
Right. Listen to this section.
He'll listen to it. I'll make him listen to it. You know, he came to work here with the intention to be here for a little while. He wasn't going to be here forever. Yes, he's pointed out in the letter some concerns that I've had to back out of because of the relationship that we have. But those are not, those aren't the pushers of him, you know, out the door. He certainly not happy about a certain things that he's listed that, yes, I think the select board has to follow up on. But he was just ready to go back and do what he's wanted to do for a while, get out of the municipal piece of it and get back into, you know, working in, with a truck, just driving the truck, and he's got a job he's going back to, or going to, I should say, that's been sitting there waiting for him for a while now.
Mm-hmm.
And so the reason behind the extended
notice,
thank you, is to give us enough time to try to find the replacement. And as he mentions in the letter, that should we find someone before his actual date of resignation, he's happy to step down before, so that you know, if we need to get somebody, so we don't lose somebody, in essence. So.
And it also helps get us through the winter.
And it definitely gets us through the winter.
That's part of Kyle, who is still taking care of us, even though he needs to step out. He's doing it very thoughtfully, and it is greatly appreciated.
Consummate professional.
Yep. And he's, it's not like we're going anywhere, so for those that might be going, yay, he's not going to have the job, we're still going to be here. We're not going anywhere. And he's still going to be there for phone calls and for help when it's needed. And, mm-hmm. you know, he's going to talk with Tyson about a bunch of different things. So, but yeah, it's definitely the right thing.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely.
And we support that.
So yes, very much so. Doesn't make me happy either. I will say for me, it's been very difficult to hold this position while he's there. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of challenges for me. And I feel I haven't been able to be fully effective with the highway department at times, and that bothers me based on the fact that I was before and I haven't been able to now. But it was worth the juggling, because I do think that a lot, you know, we've progressed. Things mm-hmm. We've had positive change. I'm not saying that he can't be a pain in the ass. I mean, he's be a pain in the ass, but we've had positive change. And yes, I'm putting that out there for people to hear that.
He just speaks his mind.
But, you know, there's been positive change. There's been good growth. And that'll continue. That'll continue now. So, you know, we've had good stuff in the past, and we'll have good stuff as they move forward.
Yep.
So, that's it. So, all in favor? We get a vote on this. All in favor?
I'm not going first.
I will say extremely reluctantly, under duress, with, you know, arm being twisted, that I support this, that he must do what he has to do. So.
What Will said.
And, you take that as two eyes. I guess that's what I got after that. So, and Rob and I, thank you, Kyle.
Thank you, Kyle.
All right, so Hilma, for one of our next meetings, we do need the job description, and we got to get a posting out ASAP. We're not going to drag our feet, so.
Yes, and
Tyson and Jason know, so yeah.
Yes.
Just FYI, yeah, we said Tyson knew, and Jason, Kyle talked to Jason this week.
Tyson talked to Will and I about some changes he would like to see in the position.
So can you get those out to us, and so we can take a look at that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we'll talk more about that another time. All right. In the mail, further mail, we've got from the chief, fire chief, you've got January's report. You have a letter, interesting letter from Mohawk Trail Regional School District about assessment calculation errors. So please feel free to read that. And that is in reference to what was brought up about Charlemont.
It doesn't involve
Involve Keith, but it is a point of fact. So please read that. I asked Hilma to send it out separately. You've done that, so you can click on the live link.
Yep. And I was,
that you couldn't do in the notes. So.
Pat, I was thinking if I sent you the actual letter, perhaps you could post it because it does have a live link to lots more information.
And you can share that with Barbara too, because she always likes to read all that good stuff.
Send
that to Barbara too.
On the page, the Mohawk Trail budgets
page.
Yeah, budgets page.
Because this is a letter written to all the district towns.
So is that the appropriate place?
Yes.
Yeah.
If anybody wants it, just reach out to Hilma. You could share that with, just send it to FinCom also, if they don't already have it.
I don't think I do.
Yeah, I want you to share that with the Finance Committee so they can be brought up to speed. Just had a thought, but okay. And then we have the Mohawk Trail Regional School District, the 2DAT invitation for feedback. That's for your information. Those are the dates for those. And the Franklin County Solid Waste Management District January recycling expense, FYI, and a Franklin County Land Trust notification of a bike ride on August 23rd of 2025. That's an FYI for you as well. And that's what we've got for mail. Got mail. Mm-hmm. What else, Hilma? What you got that you need? Anything else? That's it?
I think that's it.
Can I have a motion to adjourn?
So signed.
Second.
7:53.
All in favor?
Will aye.
Elisa aye.
Robin aye. Thank you, folks.